Manera kanaka muriye Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tishitete nyura tiri mu Washington DC lingali chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle le yi Studio 7 ekwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe
sisakaza sise Washington DC Manira kanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi uri musi wesvondo, Gumiguru 24, 2021. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nevenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC City, yezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Banzi rezveutano rinoti munhu mumwe chete akafa nechirwere cheCovid-19 nezuro, vanhu vachikurudzirwawo kuti vabaiwe nhomba yeCovid-19. Mr. Zimbabwe yotambira kujekeswa kwematano anotorwa nemunhu kana achida mashoko kubva kumapazi akasiyana-siyana ehurumende pasi pemutemo weIPA, asi ichitiwo pane zvimwe zvirehwarehwa zvinoda kugadziriswa. Ko, mubato reZANU-PF mapindwa napongwe here? Tine hurukuro nevakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri webato iri vaMike Bima. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiva kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Bazi rezveutano rinoti munhu mumwe chete akafa nechirwere cheCovid-19 nezuro, zvasiya vafa nacho kubva zvachatanga kupararira gore rapera vave zviuru zvina nemazana matanhatu nemakumi matanhatu nevatatu kana kuti 4663. Vanhu makumi mana nevasere vakabatwawo nechirwere ichi nezuro wakare, zvasiya vabatwa nacho kubva zvachitanga kupararira vave zana rezviuru nemakumi matatu nemaviri zvine mazana mashanu nemakumi masere nemasere kana kuti 132,588. Vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yeCovid-19 vave mamiriyoni matatu nezviuru mazana maviri nemakumi mashanu nemasere nemazana matanhatu nemakumi manomwe nemashanu kana kuti 3,258,675. Vanhu vabayiwa nhomba kaviri sezvinokurudzirwa vave mamiriyoni maviri nezviuru mazana mashanu nemakumi maviri nemanomwe zvine mazana mapfumbamwe nemakumi matatu nechimwe kana kuti 2,527,931. Hurumende inoti ine urongwa hwekubaya vanhu mamiriyoni gumi nhomba kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana kuti inyatsoshanda zvakanaka. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano vari munyori muusangano reZimbabwe Medical Association mudunhu reMashonaland, Dr. Enoch Maida, vanotiwo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba nekuti chirwere ichi chinokwanisa kudzoka kechina zvine mutsindo kana kuti fourth wave. Huwandu hwevanhu vari kubayiwa nhomba muZimbabwe huri kuramba huchidzikira zvakanyanya, asi nyanzvi dziri kuyambira kuti izvi zvinogona kuzokonzera matambudziko mune ramangwana sezviri kuitika kunyika dzakaita seBritain, Australia nekuRussia, uko huwandu hwevari kufa nekubatwa neCovid-19 hwatanga kuwedzera zvakare. Chimwe chiri kutemesawo nyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano musoro inyaya yekuti mhando yeCovid-19 yauraya vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe yeDelta variant yavandudzika zvakare uye yava nekamhando katsva kakawanikwa kuBritain kanonzi AY4.2 kana kuti Delta Plus. Nyanzvi munyika yeBritain dzinoti dzichiri kuongorora kamhando katsva aka kuti kane ukasha wakadii. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata Dr. Maida.
Tifane kuvarairwa zvachose tichifunga kuti pari zvino patiri kuwana kuti vabatwa noutachiona hweCovid-19 uhwu vari kuita vachiderera. Vanenge vachinzi vashaikavo nokuda kweCovid-19 vari kuitawo vachiderera, pamwe vachitombotaurwa kunzi pazuva rinenge ratariswa panenge pasina ashaika nokuda kweutachiona hweCovid-19.
Zvinorevawo here asi izvi kuti denda iri rakuenda richinopera?
Hazvirevi kuti denda iri rakuenda zvachose, saka vanhu vototi aiwa denda iri rakundwa zvapera. Tinofanira kuti tirambe takachenjera, tiine chenjedzo yokuziva kuti kune dzimwe nyika mafigiri ari kutokwira evari kubatwa neutachiona weCovid-19 nevari kushaika nokuda kweutachiona weCovid-19. Vamwe vari kutotarisa kuti kune dzimwe nyika zvitariswa kunana Europe Asia uko vari kutotarira kuti vanhu nyika idzodzo dzaakupinda mune yatingataura tichiti fourth wave. Saka izvozvo iyo tofana kungovawo nokuchenjera kuti senyika tinokwanisa kupinda mufourth wave.
Mungapa muenzaniso here ipapo Dr. Maida kuti sei muri kupa chenjedzo iyoyo?
Tikatarira zvakaita gore rapera zviri kungoenderana kudani zvakaita gore rino kuti pakanyanya kubata COVID-19 yatingati ya third wave kubva munana April, May, June, July kusvika August ndopi pazvanga zvakatekeshera zvikuru patakatosvikawo ku lockdown ya level 4. Kana tichitarira zvose izvozvo zvakafanira kuti vanhu vazive kuti nyangwe tichibayiwa nhomba zvakatotariswa nokuonekwa kuti nhomba haidziviriri zvachose kuti munhu asabatwa neutachiona weCovid-19.
Vamwe vanochizobvunza ka Dr. Maida kuti zvino kana paine mukana wekuti unokwanisa kutapurirwa chirwere ichi kunyange vabayiwa nhomba, pachine chikonzero here chekuti munhu abayiwa?
Vaccination kana vaccine iyoyo inenge yapiwa munhu kuti azonzi avaccinatewa zvinobatsira kuti munhu kubatwa kwake neutachiona weCovid-19 kudzikire chose, uye kana kuri kuti abatwa neutachiona weCovid-19 kurwara nayo kana kuti anyanye kurwarisisa zvatingati macomplications aya zvinenge zvakadzikira chose, uye kutozonzi ashaika nokuda kweutachiona weCovid-19 iye akabayiwa nhomba mbiri kana yatingati full vaccination, zvinenge zviri pasi pasi, hazvitotarisirwi. Zvingaitika hazvo hapo nepapo, asi percentage yacho yakaderera zvikuru. Saka izvozvo ndosaka vanhu vakakurudzirana pasi rose kuti zviri kuonekwa izvi nemedical science kuti ndo zvinobatsira kuti utachiona weCovid-19 huve hunokundwa pasi rose. Vanhu ngavabayiwe nhomba iyi.
Dr. Enoch Maida, inyanzvi munyaya dzezveutano, vari munyori musangano reZimbabwe Medical Association mudunhu reMashonaland. Vanoda kuteerera Studio 7, tibatei na 7 PM pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930, 6170 ne7270 kHz pashortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa kugonzwa Studio 7 na 6 AM muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 AM, 4930, 6040 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Sangano rinoona nezvekodzero dzevatori venhau reMisa Zimbabwe rinoti rinotambira kuburitswa kwematanho anotarisirwa kutorwa nevanhu kana vachida kuwana mashoko kubva kumapazi ehurumende pasi pemutemo weAccess to Information and Protection of Privacy Act kana kuti AIPA. Asi Misa Zimbabwe inoti pane zvimwe zvirehwarehwa zviri kuda kugadziriswa nekujekeswa. Gurukota rinoona nezvekuburitswa kwemashoko amai Monica Mutsvangwa vakaudza Studio 7 kuti hurumende yakazvipa pira kuona kuti kodzero dzevanhu munyaya dzekuburitswa kwemashoko dzaremekedzwa. Mukozi yanyaya iyi tabata vanoona nezvemutemo uye umhizha neumetura mukufambiswa kwemashoko musangano reMisa Zimbabwe, muzvare Nompilo Simanje.
Tinofara nemaregulations akaitwa neZimbabwe Media Commission ichishanda pamwe chete neMinister of Information, nekuti kubva pakaitwa Freedom of Information Act panga pasati pava nemaregulations anotaura kuti vagari vemuZimbabwe vachange vachiwana information sei.
Zvii zvanga zvichiitwa pasati panyatso jekeswa kuti munhu anga wani sei iyo kodzero yekuwana mashoko?
Tanga chimboshandisa dziri tsamba dzatanga tichinyora kuma public entity akasiyana siyana tichikumbira kana tichirequesta for information. Asi iko zvino nekuti maregulations avapo, ane fomu rinotaura kuti kana uchida information unoita sei. Pane fomu raunofila semugari wemucommunity kana semugari wemuZimbabwe rinenge richibvunza information yako neinformation yauri kuda kuziva.
Ko kana uine chinyunyutu.
Tikitarisa ma regulations iwaya, arukuti pa o form rekuti kana munhu usina kufara, let's say kuti munhu akumbira information asa ana kufara ne decision kana mhinduro yapiwa ne public entity kuti anogonawo zvakare kuenda ku Zimbabwe Media Commission achi apila. Tacherechedzawo zvakare kuti ma regulations aya ari kupa an obligation kana kuti sungiro kuma public entities emuZimbabwe kuti kubva zvino kusvika muna March pa 6 months ma public entities emuZimbabwe anosungirwa kuti atipe information
zvinenge zvichiitwa sei
kubirikidza ne initial statement inenge ichitaura ma functions avo ma departments avo kwavanowanikwa ma locations avo ma address avo uye zvine kuti ivo vane information yakaita sekuti ma records information yavanayo izvichabatsirawo kuti vagare muZimbabwe vazive kuti kana vane information yavanoda vanoenda ku entity yakati neyakati kana kuti ministry yakati neyakati
zvii zvamuri kuitawo kushambadzi kuvanhu kuti vazive nezvekodzero idzi.
Tanga tichifamba mumacommunities zvakasiyana siyana mumaprovinces ese emuZimbabwe tichidzidzisa kana tichizivisa vanhu uye nekuti maregulations aya ari kuti chii. Saka mukufamba umu tafamba maprovinces ano include Manicaland, Matabeleland South uye Matabeleland North and tichiri kutenderera zvakare maprovinces amwe. Pane zvimwe zvichemo kana kuti zvikumbiro zvanga zvichibva kuma citizens.
Zvipi zvavasiri kufara nazvo?
Zvikumbiro ndechekuti Zimbabwe Media Commission ngaiwanikwe muma provinces nemuma districts akasiyana siyana kwete kuti kana vanhu vakuda kuapila mushure mekunge vanyimwa information vanozofanira kuenda kuHarare. Chimwe chichemo zvakare chichemo chenyaya yemafees nekuti muma regulations aya munhu anenge achida kuapila kuZimbabwe Media Commission anofanira kubhadhara 5000 RTGS. Ma community members vakasiyana siyana ari kuchemawo kuti mari iyi imari yakawandisa.
Asi mati masuma here hurubende nezvechemo zvenyisi?
Atisati taita a formal communication. Asi patanga tiri kulupane tanga tina commissioner Tanaka Muganyi vanwa commissioner kuZimbabwe Media Commission avo vatazivisawo zve pamusoro pezvichemo izvo tange tichisangana nazvo. Asi mushure mekunge tafamba maprofits ese tichazo taura zvakare neZimbabwe Media Commission tichivapa information yakakwana iri kubva kumaprovinces ese ari muZimbabwe marende maregulations.
Vanoona nezvemutemo muusangano remisa Zimbabwe bwe muzvare nompilo Simanje vari parunare muHarare. Muhurukuro yatirikuita nevatungamiri nevakuru vakuru vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, nhasi tirikuita hurukuro nevakafanobata chigaro chemutauriri webato reZANU-PF vaMike Bima, vanoti bato ravo ririkugadzirira zvakasimba kuti rikunde musarudzo dza2023. VaBima vari kuramba kuti mubato ravo mapindwa napongwe, kunyange hazvo nhengo dzebato ravo dziri kurwisana dzimwe dzichisungisana nenyaya yezvigaro. Bato iri riri kutarisirwa nemusi wechitatu kutanga kuita musangano waro wepagore kubindura. Mukuziya mamiriro akaita zvino muZANU-PF, tabata VaBima.
Takaita target yokuti how many votes do we need kuti tihwine zvisina any contestation, and we agreed kuti if we get 5 million votes tine tapinda zvisina contestation. So we are targeting kuti we want 5 million plus. So what we are doing is kuwanema strategies okuti tikwanise kuwana 5 million votes. But kuti tiwanema atisikoni kungoita ma strategies tisina a way of measuring. Saka our way of measuring ndeyekuti tiriku restructure musangano tichiita go back to the basics.
Munenge muchiita sei apa?
Yekuti everybody uri mumusangano ave pasel paanobva. And myself opened up my branch, I did my district, I did my provinces. And because of that, we will then say, can I tell you 6 million? We will say, our job is to make sure, put those 6 million people, we make sure to know about them to our register. And the data will make one each in one, go on over to terrain carriage out, so we vote right, they will vote, that is 6 million.
Vanhu havangodi kuvimbiswa chete ka VaBima, vamwe vanenge vachiti ko zvii zviri kuitwa pari zvino zvekuti vangaite chidokwa dokwa chekuvhotera ZANU-PF.
It's strides that kuita in terms of infrastructure, the strides kuita in terms of nyayadze education, ma issues anita nyayadze ma the water and sanitation and things like that, the kind of things that we are doing in terms of increasing the capacity utilization, ma company arukuya kuzarura ma investment, kuwa open for business, kuwa ma exports, nyaye agriculture, nyaye pfumbuta, nyaye kuita empower people, all these measures, tifutuona zichitipa dividend. And we are seeing it in the number of people arukuya wachi register. When we had ZITF recently, tatine desk, rataitiwa ratenge makati, if we were overwhelmed because we couldn't cope because of the numbers. We are also witnessing tichuona ma defections arbita from other parties.
Asi tichitari sao nyaye sarudzo wa bima, tulikuona kuti palinge parikumbo ita mirijonga, jiriku gaziris kwa sezo, kuti zisa kanganise kugazika na kwebatu.
Ya, nyayaye mirishonga ichiba kuna ani.
Panenge pachiti kwa sarudu zebato renyi tulugona wa mwarugumbo sungwa nema purisa vaita kakurugu sana.
Yo, well, look, iyo nyaye yukutona uofi ofi naita mumusana. It's a sign ivan waruda shunchimbo. Van waruda kushunchimbo mpati. People just don't want to be party kwa wama party members. People want to contribute. Saka kamweka wewe kano itika kari natural. However, iso is a party. What we don't tolerate is violence. But as you know, violence is like one on one. It's not out of proportion.
Sika wa mwaru kuti akusungorwi sana. Kwe wa ripasi wa ruda zvigaro. Asi kuti kutunga miru ku. Ndo kunenge kwa kuita umata mbuziko wa muachizi. Vakuda wa zvigaro kuva. Kuna wa mnangagwa. Shidaro.
Yeah, but that is just what people can say. But it seems strong as it's not an issue. Tinakana ma issues that taka mbozi kana utibokara pasi then about faction yuti kuna kuru kana uti tinongo zitu hozi tawa nevani. It's not an issue.
Tichi itarisa obamu wabimu wano ti asika zanupu yifu yanga ili mutunga miri kubwa kuna 1980. Zizi cha zainga vimbise vanu cha isina kuita makoresa.
It's not what we are promising, it's what people are seeing. We don't even have to talk about it. People are kuzona venga.
Vakafano bata chigaro chemta orilibato reza NUPF va Mike Bima vali parunare muarare. Iko zvino tochimbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vemudunhu rekuMaine muAmerica vari kupinda musarudzo musi watumbudzi kuvhotera vamiriri vatsva, asi vari kutarisirwawo kuvhota kuti bumbiro ravo remutemo rovandudzwa here kuti vanhu vabvumidzwe kuzvirimira nekupfuya zvipfuyo zvekudya. Vanoti izvi zviri kuitwa nekuda kwekuti zvinhu zvekudya zvave kudhura zvakanyanya. Vari kutsigira danho iri vanoti vanhu vave kuyaura nenzara nekuti chikafu chave kurimwa nemakambani mashoma aripo iko zvino chave kudhura zvakanyanya. Asi vanopikisa vanoti vanhu vakabvumidzwa kungorima nekupfuya zvipfuyo pose pose nemumadhorobha zvinokonzera zvirwere, sezvo panenge pasina vana mazvikokota vanenge vachiongorora sezvinoitwa pane zvinotengeswa muzvitoro. Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvekugadzirwa kwemishonga muAfrica dzinonzi dziri kuedza kushandisa ruzivo rwavepo kare kugadzira nomba yeCOVID-19 rwakabva mukugadzirwa kwakaitwa mishonga yakaita sei Moderna nePfizer kuti dzigadzirewo imwe nomba inoshandiswa muAfrica. Izvi zviri kuitwa muCape Town, South Africa, sezvo nyika dzichiri kubudirira dziri kuti nomba yanonoka kusvika kwadziri sezvo nyika dzakabudirira dziri kukoshesa zvizvarwa zvadzo. Chirongwa chiri kuitwa muSouth Africa ichi chiri kutsigirwa nesangano reWorld Health Organization. Iko zvino tochimboenda kuna Mike Hove achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitwa nevechidiki kana kuti Youth Forum.
Kwa Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe ndinomukamuchira mushonga chedu chevechidiki chandinokupakurirai zvondorega rega ini ndini Maikove nhasi muchirongwa tiri kuzeya nyaya yezvematambudziko ari kusangana nevechidiki kumaruwa muchirongwa tina muzvare Cheryl Dzobo vesangano replatform for youth and community development Muzvare Dzobo ndinomukamuchira muchirongwa nyaya tinayo mainzo
Alright, maita basa. Matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhukadzi nevanasikana vechidiki mumaruwa anosanganisirawo nyaya dzekuti vachida kuti vabatsirwe kuti vawane medical facilities kune malong distance vanhukadzi vari kunetsekana nekufamba malong distance zvekuti vamwe vanofamba kana 5 kilometers to 10 kilometers vachitsvaga pane nge paine nearest clinic zvinobva zvatozopase matambudziko ekuti kunyanyanyanya vakadzi vanenge vakazvitakura mwe vanozopedzisira vaakuzvarira munzira nekuti vanenge vatadza kusvikira kuchipatara nenguva yakanaka nenyaya yekuti malong madistance avari kufamba akati kurei
Ko nyaya yekupa vanhukadzi mikana yekuzvisimudzira batai nyaya iyi tinzwe
isusu kumaruwa communities ari patriarchal zvekuti munhukadzi zvakaoma kuti anzi awana a piece of land kana kuti anzi awana munda zvakaoma pakuti kumaruwa areas musha unonzi mushande wemurume and kana pasvika panguva dzekunzi mukadzi akupiwa minda ane achitariswa kuti mukadzi akarorwa here kana kurorwa zvinenge zvakaoma kuti aaa kupiwawo minda then pane nyaya yekuti kumaruwa kunoku kune vanasikana kana kuti madzimai ane zvipo vamwe vanogona kana kuinda vamwe vanogona kuetembedza mazi vamwe vanogona kuita zvakasiyana-siyana bati hakuna anokwanisa kuvasimudzira nenyaya yekuti tiri kumaruwa hakuna anokwanisa kuva identifya kana anoenda maskills avosaka vanongoita endapo vangogara vangorinde zvipo zvavo izvozvo
nemaondero enyu matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhukadzi pamwe nevanasikana kumaruwa angagadziriswa sei
Alright. Ini maonero angu ndeyekuti kana pachiitwa maprograms munyika yedu ka zvino panofanira kuti pave nekuenzaniswa kwenyikana kumadzimai nekunge vechidiki vese zvisinei nekuti vechidiki uyu ari kubva kubato ripi kana kuti ari kuita nezvei basi vechidiki vese nevakadzi vese vangowaniswawo mukana kana iri nyaya yeland distribution ngapangowanekuti vechidiki vapiwewo mukana because chinoitira mukoma ndechekuti vechidiki patinyange tikada kuti tinotorawo maloni kumabhengi hatikwanisi bhozi hatina chatinacho chatinosvika tichiti tine ichi chatinacho saka vechidiki vakawaniswawo mikana yekuti panopiwawo vamwe ivhu vakwaniswawo kunge vachikwaniswa kuti vawanewo ivhu zvinotibatsira pakuti tinogonawo kuzvimiririra uye vanhukadzi ndokunga vanhukadzi ndoo vanhu vanonyanya kushanda zvakanyanya muagricultural sector but ndoo vanhu varombo zvakanyanya futi saka vakadzi vakapiwawo mikana yakafanana nevarume zvinotibatsira zvakanyanya even tichimudzira upfumi hwenyika nekuti kana munhukadzi akakwanisa kufidha mhuri yake zvinhu zvinokwanisa kungoendeka
aiwa muzvare Cheryl Dzobo tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa Zimbabwe mabva kunzwa kuna Cheryl Dzobo nhengo yesangano replatform for youth and community development tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tosangana zvekare nemusi wechipiri pano panhepfenyuro yestudio 7 pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki chelife talk the connection anokonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Maikove mhuri yezimbabwe babai
tinotenda zvikuru Mike Ibo zvino tochenda kuna Tanonoka Wande achitipa chirongwa chinotarisa nhau dzezvitendero kana kuti religious forum.
Jesu simba rangu muri simba rangu.
Manero akanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare muchirongwa chezvechitendero. Nhasi tinonzwa kubva kuna Reverend Taylor Nyanete vanoshandavo nesangano reZimbabwe National Council for Welfare of Children vachitipa maonero avo panyaya yekuti sei vaKristu vachinamata pamazuva akasiyana siyana.
Mubvunzo uyo wakanaka, wakakosha. Tichitarisa Mwari vachisika nyika, wakazorora musi weSabata. Vakasika nyika zuva rekutanga, repiri, retatu, rechina, rechishanu, rechitanhatu. Ndokunzi Mugovera ndokubva wazorora. Ndopanotorera wazhinji Sabata ipapo. Moto wakanzi zuva reSabata. Haufanwi kuita chimwe chinhu, kana mudziyo wako, kana mombe yako, kana chii, hapana chinofanwa kumbonga chichiita basa. Saka uchitendero cheSabata ndopo wanotorera kukoshesa zuva rekunamata.
Ko, mamwe makereke nai mufundisi Nyanete?
Wazhinji vakabuda muchechi yeRoman Catholic vanodaira kuti Sunday ndozuva rekunamata, ndozuva rekuungana semhuri pasangano. Vanozvitorera apa kuti tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu akarowerwa musi wechishanu akamuka pazuva retatu. Saka kana uchiverenga Friday, Saturday, Sunday ndo paakamuka kubva mubukiro. Saka ndozuva ravanokoshesa iroro kuti tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu akazomuka pazuva retatu. Jesu Kristu achatsanangurwa nezvake akabva kudenga kuna Baba ndokuuya pasi ndokupfeka chimiro chenyama. Pana John 14 verse 6 anodzidzisa achiti, inini ndini nzira, chokwadi neupenyu. Kana muchida kuenda kuna Baba munotouya nekwandiri. Saka maChristians vanotorera ipapo. Saka vanokoshesa musi wesvondo, ndozuva ravanokoshesa rakazvarwa mambo wedu Jesu Kristu. Zuva iri vachiritora vanoritorazve kubva Jesu Kristu ari mupenyu achifamba. Pane paanobvunzwa kuti, po mombe yangu ikawira mubani ndinoita sei musi weSabata? Anoti, aiwa, hauregi kunobvisa mombe yako mubani nokuti zuva reSabata. Akati, iye ndiye muridzi weSabata.
Apa Jesu anotiudzei, ari kutiratidzei nai mufundisi Nyanete?
Zvinoreva izvo kuti Jesu Kristu aive nesimba rekushandura Sabata. Ndokutora kunoita vazhinji kuti zuva riri musi wesvondo ndozuva raakamuka. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti Mwari vakazorora musi weSabata akataura kuti tinofanira kuzorora. Zvinoreva izvo kuti nhasi uno vazhinji vanotora zuva rekuzorora either Saturday or Sunday zvichibva nechitendero chaunopinda.
Ko, vatendi vechipostori ke?
Vapostori vazhinji vanoremekedza musi wechishanu ndowavanotora vachiti ndozuva rekunamata. Chishanu ndochatinoziva kuti tenzi wedu Jesu Kristu akarowerwa pamuchinjiko. Ndozuva rekutambudzika, ndozuva rakarwadza muchitendero chechiKristu. Saka izuva ravanobatisisa iroro vachibva vatora mukana wokunamata. Zvokuti vazhinji vavo zuva iri vanotsanya, havadyi. Kana vatodya pamakumwa mvura, vazhinji havatonwi mvura, vanongoswera vakatsanya. Ndozvinoitwa uye maSabata anotsanya kubva musi wechishanu. Manheru vazhinji yake vakangobika musi wechishanu, havazobiki futi. Vanotozobika vapedza Sabata musi weMugovera. Pakati pesa apa havana chavanoita. Saka zvinobva muchitendero zvinezvi, ndobva zvinobva tunoteta zvipi. Asi chokwadi ndechekuti Sabata ririko uye musasondo uriko. Tatenda
vatereri. Ndipo panoperera chirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tumirai maaudio enyu kunhamba dzezvechitendero dzinoti +1 301 919 8140. Ini ndini Tanonoka Wande ndichikusarisai nemufaro.
Tinotenda Tanonoka Wande uye tinodawo kupa kutenda kuchikwata cheChrist Like Choir chine kambo Jesu isimba rangu katinoshandisa muchirongwa chino. Tava tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Anuko ni kene mfaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndiri mu Washington DC nchiti. Mrare zvakanaka vateereri ndokusi Emina Gibbs Dube muchinzwa naudze isindebele.
Soku izika disenda baku VOA ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 24 kuMfumfu 2021 ngoGibbs Dube. Indaba yethu namhlanje, uhlangothi lwezimpilo kahle luthi kulabantu abahlanu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe.
Njengakho umkhuhlane we-COVID uyabuhlasele ifulu yenkulu.
Abaphikisa uhulumente bachothoza abatsha abakubandlalazana PF abafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aluphanele kumbe afele eofisini kamongameli.
Lokho kuthiwa ngabafana bezanu kuyinhlala yenza into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi vele zanu kuzanu kukhanye ngani kucatshangwa kubuyele emuva.
Kulungiselelwa usuku lwe-anti-sanctions day. Abanye bekhala ngezijeziso zenoto ezafakelwa abakubandla lezanu PF.
Ama-sanctions yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu alubana ngabe akhusho.
Kodwa kulabanye abathi izijeziso zenoto lezi kazilani lokubhekanela abantu eZimbabwe. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha kanye lezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abahlanu ababulewe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe, kwathi abangamathumi amathathu lasikhombisa 37 bahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Uhlangothi lolu luthi umkhuhlane lo sewabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezine lengxenye 6,668 soloko waqhamuka nyakenye eZimbabwe. Abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 133,000 sebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo kwaphepha abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu lamathumi amabili 127,000. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi abedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu 3.3 million sebejove ijekiseni yakuqala, kuthi njalo asebejove esibili bafika phose izigidi ezimbili lengxenye 2.5 million. Kulabatsha kubandla lezanu PF basebefuna ngokuqhulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe ukwenzela ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ahlale esikhundleni kungenela iminyaka elitshumi. Abatsha laba bathi uMnangagwa wenza kahle, ngakho ke kumele ukuba kwengezwe iminyaka yokuhlala esikhundleni sikamongameli ukuze asebenze ngamandla ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe leZimbabwe. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe sikubeka sobala ukuba umongameli uvunyelwa ukuhlala esikhundleni ingakhethwa kabili kweminyaka elitshumi. Kungedlula lapho kasavunyelwa ukuvotelwa nguZulu. Abakubandla elibusayo bathi kumele kuguqulwe lokhu kwenzela ukuthi abantu baqhubekele phambili bevotela umuntu abamfunayo. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi uMnangagwa ulakho ukugugela njalo ukufela esikhundleni sikamongameli. Amabandla aphikisa athi okwenziwa nguMnangagwa kwedlula kwakusenziwa ngowayengumongameli uMoyi uRobert Mugabe. Osekela ibandla lezanu PF umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba uncoma abatsha abathi kumele kuguqulwe isisekelo sombuso ukwenzela ukuba uMnangagwa ahlale isikhathi eside esikhundleni.
Ama-youth ananzelela ukuthi i-economic revival sokungazathi kuyakhanya, i-empowerment yama-youth, ilizwe lithule, imigwaqo iyalungiswa, ama-mines sikhangele izinto zonke zidivelopha. Ngakho ke ama-youth nje ama-youth bethathwa lolo udumo, bethathwa imisebenzi emihle le abathe bayikhangela, balalo ilungelo lokufaka izifiso zabo ezokuthi kambe umkhokheli onje nxa ade ngaphiwa isibanga eside kambe angasinika ama-results anjani.
UMashaba uphinde wathi
yebo yenxa ngasasinguye sasidla the past 35 years kutsho ukuthi ngayo ilizwe leli lisekhanani, kodwa uvele usithembisile yena uPresident Mnangagwa ukuthi sifuna ukuthi sifike eKhanani. ngakho nansi iKenani abantwana bakhangela ukuthi kambe nxa bengabale laye kusiya kusiya kungazabe kulunge yini isifiso sethu sonke njengeZanu PF ukuthi ngakwenzakala kodwa ngumbono wabo njengeyouth league kunjalo singakhohlwa ukuthi bese sikhangela ukuthi isilama silemgugu ethize esilayo engenza khona ukuthi kwenzakale
kodwa umnumzana Mkhondisi Moyo umkhokheli webandla lemtwazi Republic Party uthi ibandla elibusayo ligangile
sibona kuyinto lokuganga phakathi anyway sasihlala sibajela abantu njalo sihlala sibajela ukuthi akulaza new dispensation lapha ngezindlela kuyasibonisa ukuthi layo sengabusa mhlawumbe bazadonsa 30 years njengoRobert Mugabe
lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Isaac Mabuka umgcinisihlalo webandla lezaphu
kufana nalokhwana kwamugabe ukuthi umkakhe laye kwase ungani vele selingama-demigods elizwe ukuthi bazikhulumela lokho abakufunayo ngenxa yokuthi iparty yabo iyavuma ukuthi kona bacontinue umuntu abuse aze afe akulunganga ngokubona kwami hhayi ama-youth kabanikwa isikhali la babuse kuZanu PF bona ababakhulumayo kathi bona bazibona ukuthi abasoze bafa babuse kabangene babuse kuZanu PF nxa ukuthi bayangena
uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDC Alliance kulombono ofanayo
lokho kuthiwa ngabafana bezanu kuyinhlala yenza into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi vele zanu kuzanu kukhanye ngani kucatshangwa kubuyele emuva sasicabanga ukuthi phela njengoba isisekelo sombuso welizwe sesifake isiciko kumbe isivalo kusikhathi umuntu angabusa ngasilizwe ukuthi ukuthi abantu bayabona ukuthi yingqubekela phambili esiyenzayo kodwa hatshi njengoba likubona izanu izahlala izanu izahlala izama ukuya emuva
ohlaziya ezombusazwe ezimele yedwa umnumzana efidlela Ncube uthi akumangalisi okwenziwa libandla lezanu PF
into ekhulunywa yilaba abatsho ukuthi ababusayo babuse kuze kube phakathi naphakathi kususwe lokho okuvimbela ukuthi umuntu ahlale kuze kube nini nalini esihlalweni kuyinto egange kakhulu kanti ke futhi asingakhohlwa ukuthi ubuyanga lokungasebenzi owabatsha kukhulu kakhulu eZimbabwe okwedlula emazweni wonke womhlaba kubangwa yini kubangwa yikuthi bona laba ababusayo bayehlule ukubusa kahle ilizwe ngakho ke kuyamangalisa nxa uthola abatsha beyibo abakhalela ukuthi lo busedilize ilizwe obabangela ukungasebenzi obabangela indlalo obabangela ukungaqedi isikolo ngendlela efaneleyo kabuse kuze kube nindalini yinto engacabangiyo ke leyo engafanelanga yamukeleke noma kutheni
isisekelo sombuso welizwe kusigaba sokungamathumi ayisitshiyagalolunye lanye section 91 sithi umuntu osewo wangena esikhundleni sikamongameli okweminyaka elithumi kavunyelwa ukuvotelwa ngozulu kulabantu abathi kumele zesulwe izigezo zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZanu PF labanye njalo abathi ibandla elibusayo kumele ligeziswe ngoba abalandeli balo bephula ilungelo loluntu bakhuluma lokhu ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa usuku lwe-Anti-Sanctions Day kusasa ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba
umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula umbiko oqakathekileyo kusasa ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-Anti-Sanctions Day amazwe asemhlubulweni wezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika akumanyano we-Southern African Development Community asekela ilizwe leZimbabwe elithi kumele zesulwe izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla leZanu PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Amazwe entshonalanga athi ibandla leli lephula ilungelo loluntu njalo lehluleka ukuqhuba ukhetho olubalulekileyo. Kukhangelelwe ukuba abalandeli bebandla leZanu PF bazatshengisela emigwaqweni besithi kumele zesulwe izijeziso zenotho. Umnumzana Washington Mlotshwa ohlala kobulawayo ngomunye wabantu abathi isikhathi sesiside kukhalwa ngezijeziso zenotho lezi uthi sekufanele ilizwe leZimbabwe lidinge ezinye indlela zokuthuthukisa umnotho
indaba yama-sanctions sesikhulume ngayo kakhulu usukela iqala ngo-2000 ngakho sekumele sibe le ndlela ezokuthi sikwazi ukuthi sikhulise umnotho wethu regardless ukuthi kulama-sanctions kumbe awakho ngoba langani into esibulalayo kakhulu elizweni lethu yindaba ze-corruption i-corruption yesiqedile singakhipha i-corruption kusukela phezulu kuhulumende kusehla kuze yabanzi izo zizahamba kuhle ngoba iZimbabwe yile imali iyayenza through i-diamond, i-golide, i-platinum and everything but because of i-corruption asiyiboni imali leyo isehla siya phansi siyabhenefitha umuntu ophansi.
Inkosikazi Patricia Chabalala, ilunga lenhlanganiso yezakhamuzi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association, uthi ilizwe lithwaliswe nzima ngababusayo hatshi izijeziso zenotho.
Okubuhlungu leli langa noma lifakiwe yikuthi vele ilizwe lethu alikwazi ukugcina abantu balo. Inkokheli zeZimbabwe zizikhangele zona ama-sanctions lawo aletha ubunzima obukhulu angezelela ubunzima emuntwini oZimbabwe lwana ozidubekelayo. So mina ngithi hayi ama-sanctions kawakhitshwe ye angakhitshwa mabi ye kodwa okokuqala yikuthi ilizwe lethu yile lingenzi kahle.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Obed Bebe wahlala enketha kobulawayo.
Izijeziso zomnotho lezi ayisizo zikazulu ziyivele zikhangelele abaphathamandla bakahulumende lamankampani thize kodwa ke ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende wethu ujayele indaba yokuthi ebe ebhada omunye ngodaka yena kunguye ophakathi kwenkinga yikho sithola ukuthi uthi yena ama-sanctions lawa yiwo ahlasela uzulu kodwa ke kunguye ohlukumeza uzulu ngentando yakhe esenzela ukuthi kukhanye kumbe kubonakale engathi la ama-sanctions alimaza uZulu.
Kodwa umnumzana Greta Sibanda uhlala emganini kobulawayo uthi izijeziso lezi zithwalise nzima abantu eZimbabwe.
So ama-sanctions abuyile njalo the actual affecting abantu kazala laba abantu okuthiwa khona kumele ukuthi babe affected ngabakho affected ama-companies lawo kuthiwa khona are related lezano PF ama-companies aqhatha abantu abaningi so ngalokho ama-sanctions yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu.
Osekela ibandla lezano PF umnumzana Malaki Nkomo uthi iZimbabwe yanikwa imigoqo ngenxa yenotho ekhona.
Sinakhala iZimbabwe ilizwe eliphiwa ama-sanctions liphiwa ngamazwe akhatshana lalo ngoba belenjongo zabo abalazo ikakhulu sikhena inotho isla eZimbabwe. Ama-sanctions la singathi kufana lo muntu ukuthi akagijime kodwa ebotshwe inyawo. Ngeqiniso ngeqiniso akula kuphila abantu beZimbabwe singathuthuka kumbe siye phambili sibotshwe inyawo njengakhona kwama-sanctions lawo.
Umnumzana Thomas Hastings okhangelane lenhlelo ezithiyeneyo esigodlweni seMelika kweleZimbabwe ngeviki ephelileyo eHarare wenze umhlangano lonkosazana Elena Duhan isithunywa esenhlanganiso yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele e-United Nations ohlolisisa ngomonakalo odalwe izijeziso zenotho ezafakelwa inkokheli yebandla lezanu PF. Unkosazana Duhan ukhangelelwe ukuba uzagqiba uhambo lwakhe kweleZimbabwe kwisukana ezilandelayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Emaphandleni namhla sisendaweni ezijiyeneyo sizaqala ngomnumzana Trimo Mpofu ohlala ebulilima esabeleni seMatabeleland South.
Sibhizi ngohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthi abantu bayibhalise ukuvota especially abatsha ngoba abantwana abaningi bebengakuthathi serious ukuthi kumele bavote plazi seyihlangane lo hlupho futhi oluningi lokuthi abantwana abaningi kakhulu emakhaya abakatholi izithupha yikho okunye okusahlekisayo but sibhizi le mizamo esiyenzayo ukuthi abantwana labo bezama ukuthi bathole izithupha ngoba khona kulilungelo labo.
Omanje sizwe umnumzana Sifanelizwe Siziba.
Ngihlala enkangeni ngingagula umkhuhlane we-COVID. I-COVID ikhanya uyakuhlaselwe yifulu enkulu. Kuyaqala ikhanda eliba buhlungu kakhulu ngokuhamba kwesikhathi uze ungasafuni ukudla, isifuba sibe buhlungu sivaleke senziwa izikhwehlela eziningi eziba khona khonapho then ngokuvaleka kwesifuba langakungafuni ukudla umzimba-ke ubusuqinelwa ngumkhuhlane lowo. Ngokuswelakala-ke komoya esingathi i-oxygen emzimbeni kubangelwa izikhwehlela eziyabe sezivale esifubeni kuyenza-ke ukuthi umuntu-ke akanye senga sela mandla ukuhamba kwesikhathi ucinisizwa nje ubuhlungu umzimba wonke ungananzelela ke ukuthi ifike endaye le ingaba yiconvict suqalisa ukwesaba usesaba ukufa usinsungasela qiniso lokuthi uzaphila ukwesaba ukufa sokundawonye kuba ngumkhuhlane wenza ukuthi umuntu mhlawumbe umkhuhlane uqinisa umkhulelo
silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwezemaphandleni asihlanganeni nokuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sihlangene ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Uhlangothi lwemelika olukhangelane lezethekeli kanye leziphepheli luthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abadabuka kwele Afghanistan ababaleke kulelo lizwe okumele amaphepha abo alungiswe ngendlela eqondileyo yizisebenzi eziyisithupha kuphela ehofisini ye-US Citizenship and Immigration Service. Umsakazo we-Voice of America uthi ngeviki ephelileyo uhlangothi lolu bekumele luhlolisise amaphepha abantu abadabuka kulelo lizwe abafika 14,000 laba ngabantu ababalekela umbuso we-Taliban kwele Afghanistan. Umsakazo we-Voice of America ubika njalo ukuba abaqhatshengelwa ukuba ngamalochacha bahlasele intilongo eye Oyo State ngolwesihlanu kwele Nigeria bakhulula izibotshwa ezifika amakhulu ayisithiyangalombili 800 izibotshwa ezifika phose amakhulu ayisithupha 575 zinyamalele abanye babo sebebotshiwe. Ukada Ahmed odabuka kwele Somalia njalo ongumhleli wezokulingisa usethole isicoco se-Golden Stallion kulandela ukunqoba kwakhe abedlula i-10,000,000 ukuncintiswano kwabethula ukulingisa kumabonakude. U-Ahmed waloba ifilimu ethi The Grave Digger's Wife. Sobe isikhathi sezamasiko. Namhla sixoxa ngokubulawa kwabesifazana ngamadoda abo. Sixoxa lo ngosizana seludewa othakazelelwa ngoZulu enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook.
Indoda yathatha ukuthi umfazi yinto nje yisikorobho nje. Angazi ukuthi ngingayibiza ngithini. Amadoda they don't value abantu besifazane, kodwa abantu besifazane baqhakatheke kakhulu empilweni zabo. Lento yiyebenza ukuthi khona ingqondo zabo zingakwazi ukucabanga kahle, bagcina imfihlo ngaphakathi ukuthi noma unkosikazi wakhe engabenzi iphutha akakwazi ukuthi amconfront asho athi mama abantu abamngenza into ethile kuzomele ayophuza utshwala angabuyi njalo akhulume abuye nje kuphela akhwele azehlele ayenze nje umntana abantu ingungu yakhe kuze kugcine kufike emaphethelweni ukuthi ambulale.
Kukhona okunye na okwenza ukuthi kube njalo?
Amadoda ayajola too much. Athi uma esebona ukuthi hayi sokumnandi langaphandle acabanga ukuthi lo mfazi osendlini akasengiyo mfazi, kungcono ngimshiye, kodwa ngeke ngize ngimshiye ngamane ngimbulale than ukuthi ahambe, ngoba uma ephuma ezandleni zami uzobonwa ngenye indoda and leyo ndoda uma imbona izomphatha kahle ukudlula yena. Lento yinto angayifuni ukuthi abone umuntu wesifazane ajabulile. La madoda anengqondo yokubulala abantu besifazane benziwa ukuthi khona abakwazi ukuphatha vele umuntu wesifazane kwasekuqaleni, abayazi ivalue yomuntu wesifazane. Kuthathwa nje umfazi ngoba kuthiwa khona kumele ngithathe, abathatha umfazi ngoba bemthanda. That's why umuntu ebe nesifiso sokumbulala. Umuntu uyahamba ejola ngaphandle kube mnandi ngale ngaphandle, ethi mayise fike endlini unkosikazi wakhe akasambone, egcina sembona nje ngathi inyamazana, engathi ngesinye nje isilwane okumele nje asibulale la endlini. Kwenza ukuthi azabulala umfazi wakhe ayozijabulisa ngaphandle nalabo abajabula nabo.
Phosela ukugcina nkosazana Dewa,
isikhwele ukungabi nesibindi sokuthi ahlukane naloyo muntu notshwala buyababusa abantu besilisa ukuthi benze izinto ezimbi. Utshwala bunayo inkinga, umuntu uye nenkinga nengqondo yakhe iye nenkinga nenhliziyo yakhe iyo enenkinga emenza ukuthi azefikelele kuthini ithi ngibulale lo muntu. Kuyinto nje enzeka mihla amalanga, abantu besifazane bebulawa ngamadoda wabo, ama-boyfriend abula ama-girlfriend wabo. Yindaba yokuthi amadoda anenzondo, anenzondo enye esingayazi ukuthi khona ivelaphi ichitha nje igazi abanye abantu abakusabi uchithe nje igazi kankosikazi wakho abantu abakho besande nje bengelayo umama kuvuke kusasa maso kuthedliwe subona ukuthi lapha ngenza imistake loyo muntu usehambile loyo muntu akasekho umuntu othe washiya abakhe abazali wathi ngiza kuwe ngoba ngikuthanda ngiza kuwe ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ligugu lakho ube ligugu nawe enhliziyweni yami kodwa uvuke umbulele ngendaba nje yenhliziyo embi nesikhwele nenzondo nje abanayo notshwala ukubuswa nje butshwala ngiyacabanga ukuthi yizo lezo zinto ngiyafisa nje ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa ngelinye ilanga ngiyakhuluma nje phambi komsakazo ngenze ividiyo ngokubulawa kwabantu besifazane ngoba le nto lena yinto nje khona yinto embi yinto esijwayelekile abalandaba nje abadoda nje bayalichitha nje igazi
namhla kuhlelo lomasuku lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke besiquka lonkosizana Seludewa othakazelelwa ngoZulu enkundleni yokuxhumana eFacebook ngethemba lokuthi sizahlangana singabaphilileyo nyaviki ezayo sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukamele komo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngontungamilinkomo lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usenisipanda ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi
ngiyabingelela abalaleli kusihlwa namhlanje inkosi ibe nani namhlanje silalele ilizwi lakhe
usiphatheleni lamhlanje
namhla bemfuna sikhangele ivesi eyaziwa ngabantu abaningi sasiyifunda esikolo uJohane uchapter ka 11 ivesi 35 ithi uJesu wakhala inyembezi. Nxa siyaphezulu ngale siyananzelela ukuthi uJesu wayekhuluma labo Maria lodadewabo lamanye amaJuda nabo Martha bemtshengisa ukuthi uLazarus umngane wakhe kasekho. Ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lithi wathe babona bekhala lamaJuda ayefika khonapho la bekhala wabubulala emoyeni uJesu kodwa wagcina ephumisela ekhala inyembezi. Abantu abaningi singene phakathi kwesikhathi sobuhlungu nge-COVID-19 silahlekelwe izihlobo sehluleka ukuyazibeka ikanti njalo abanye sedlula phakathi kwesimo esinzima empilweni zethu okwasidabula umoya isimo esasenza ukuthi kube lokulahlekelwa. Ngakho ukulahlekelwa lamhlanje engikhangela ngakho kungabe kuyikulahlekelwa okuze ngokufa. Khathesi abafundisi abaningi kobulawayo siyakhala ngoba silomngane wethu umfundisi uBishop uMdenda owabhubha ku-car accident into ebuhlungu kakhulu esasingayimelanga. Abaningi sasikade sike saxoxa laye iviki yonaleyo abanye ade bemmelele ukuthi abuye ku-conference kodwa sezwa sokusiza indaba ezinjalo. Ngakho indaba ezithusayo ezidabula inhliziyo okokuthi abantu abaningi nxa ubikelwa lo mbiko wokufa uyabe lakuvuma ungafuni ukukuvuma usale uthi hayi akwenzakalanga lokhu. But nanzelela into eqakathekile lapho esitshengiswa nguJesu yikuba uJesu uyatshengisa ukuthi ukufa yinto eyenzakalayo kuwo wonke umuntu oseselapha emhlabeni ngenxa yokungena kwesono. Ukungena kwesono kutsho ukuthi kwaletha ukubhubhiswa kwaletha ukufa. Ngakho yinto ezayenzakala. Okwesibili siyananzelela ukuthi uNkulunkulu wakudala phakathi kwethu ukuthi sibe le mizwa sidabuke enhliziyweni zethu sizwe ubuhlungu umuntu angeka kuwona umuntu oyabe phandle. Yinto eyenzakalayo njalo into kumele siyivumele ukuthi yenzakale. Kanti okwesithathu efuna sikunanze ukuthi uNkulunkulu wasinika indlela zokuthi selatheke umphefumulo wethu wedlule lesi simo. Indlela asinika yona yokuthi sikwanise ukukhala. Lapha iBhayibheli lithi uJesu wabubula emoyeni kodwa ligcina ngokuthi ku-33 uJesu wakhala inyembezi. Indlela uNkulunkulu ayidalayo ukukhala inyembezi nesikhathi esiningi sikukhangelela esintwini sasithi hayi indoda ayikhali kumele ifele phakathi esifubeni kodwa kumele nxa ungumuntu ukhale kumbe ungumfazi kumbe indoda kumbe umntwana kuyavunyelwa ukuthi nxa usizwa ubuhlungu ngenye into ukhale kube yindlela yokuzikhulula phakathi kobuhlungu lokho. Ngakho ukukhala uNkulunkulu wakudala ukuthi sibe le nyembezi. Nyembezi lezi zenzela ukuthi zitshengisele ukudabuka kwethu. zethu kodwa ziwukhulula ngesilungu esingathi ama emotions. UJesu yena wayengunkulunkulu kodwa engumuntu, kodwa simfumana eselahlekelwe ngumngane wakhe uLazarus ekhaya. Ngakho ngifuna ukulikhuthaza namhlanje ukuthi ulahlekelwe ngqo ulahlekelwe ngumendo, kumbe ulahlekelwe ngumntwana wafa, abanye silahlekelwe ngumntwana esaphila kodwa angena iganga nje awukwazi ukuthi nxa uvuka ekuseni uyathola ngaphi ukudla kwabantwana. Kuba yinto ekuzwisa ubuhlungu le. UNkulunkulu uthi duduzeka.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazeni baba, lethi ukuphiliswa lokusiliswa kwemimoya edabukileyo ngegama likaJesu. Baba, kufaka iculo elitsha enhliziyweni zabantu abakho, ulethe ukuphiliswa nokusiliswa, ubakhulule phakathi kwento le ebadabule umphefumulo ngegama likaJesu. Niyathandaza, amen.
Lobe kulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisfanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami untungamile inkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungamile inkomo. Okwamanje sokwesikhathi sohlelo lwabatsha.
Nali chona njani msoka komuhle zimpapo muhle. Ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Igama nguMike Hobe. Namhla sisebenza ndawonye lapho umsakazi weCommunity Podium ukulethulela lolu hlelo. Sikhangela inhlupho ezihlangana labasakhulayo emaphandleni. Ngeviki edlule sixoxe lo nkosikhona David owasungula umsakazo weCommunity Podium ngedocumentary yabo abayenze ngenjongo yokuthuthukisa izakhamizi zenkaya. Kuliviki sipha ithuba kuzakhamizi zenkaya ukuthi bakhulume ngalokho abahlangana lapho. Asizweni okushiwo ngunkosikazi Rachel Ndlovu, esinye isakhamuzi senkaya.
Indaba yesikolo, isikolo sisithwalise nzima. Iprimary ingaba seduze emtshatshane la, kodwa isekondari umntwana uyasuka kugrade 7. Nxa umntwana esuka kugrade 7 obunye abenza inhlanhla angene emncinyane, nxa esesiya esekondari uyabe siya emajoyi aye empumelelo. Empumelelo kuyi-11 kilometers ukuhamba ekuseni 11 ngambama uyiphenduka. Nxa ngakusiyaphela umnyaka kambe kuyini okungaphuma sini? Iqiniso lidle lapha abantwana ababangaki ngathi kakho oyaqeda isikolo mpofika kuform 4.
Lapha lisanda ukuzwa umbono kaNkosikazi Rachel Ndlovu ngokuhlangana nabatsha enkaya. Abomsakazo weCommunity Podium baxhume njalo osakhulayo owagqiba izifundo zakhe kugrade 3 uThamsanqa Sibanda.
So mina engilesicelo sokuthi ngicelani ukuncediswa ukufunda ngoba ngagcina kugrade 3 yesikolo. So ke engicelani ukuthi lingincedise ngamabhuku ngibembala ekhaya ngapha, ngifunde ukubala labanye bazabe bengincedisa ngoba isikhathi sakhona sibi. Nxa ngafundanga imisebenzi yakhona inzima, ayitholakali.
Hayi, siyabonga Thamsanqa. Sigqiba lolu hlelo zulukandaba asizweni amazwi ka-Aqueline Nkomo, omunye wabasakhulayo okhala ngohlupho lwesikolo.
Funda eMpumelelo. Nxa usuka lapha 11 kilometers uhlanganisa lokuphenduka yi-22 kilometers. Khatshana ukuhamba lokuphenduka. Uvuke ekuseni maybe ngo-4 ukuze ngilungiselele ukuthi ngihambe esikolo. Ngiyefika ngesikhathi. Chayise ngo-4 ukuze sizofika ngapha mebhiki abe sokulanda ama-8. Kabe kunzima ukuthi sihambe ngihambe siphinde siphenduke sikwanise ukufika ekhaya sibala. Kunzima sifashe ama-infomu ukuthi sivuke sibuyele. Sobe sicela uncedo lokuthi maybe singaba ne-transport yokuthi sithwale sihamba size siphenduke ukuze siphangele. Loba singathola amabhasikili okuhamba lama-torch okubala.
Lawa ngamazwi ka-Aqueline Nkomo ube kuluma ngabe community podium ku documentary yabo etholakala ku YouTube phansi okwesihloko esithi Of Elusive Healthcare Education and Water, The Story of Ngai. Njengalokhu esikushilo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Life Talk The Connection ngeviki edlule, abomsakazo we community podium kanye labe Citizens Initiative balohlelo lwe GoFundMe lapho baqoqa izimali zokwakhela izakhamizi zenkayi isikolo lokunye. Abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile hambani ku YouTube kukhasi le community podium. Kwanele kwanamhla mthwakazi omuhle mpapho omuhle silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwabasakhulayo. Sodibana njalo ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwe Life Talk at the Connection. Oliver Lisayo ngenjabulo, igama nguMike Hove. Sodibana ngolwesibili. Bye bye.
Siyabonga Mike Hove. Singangesihluka nezihlobo sike sikhangele ebesikhokhela namhlanje. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuba kulabantu abahlanu ababulewe ngumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 izolo eZimbabwe. Abaphikisa uhulumende bachophoza abatsha abakubandla le-ZANU-PF abafuna umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa aluphalele kumbe afele ehofisini kamongameli. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oliver Lisayo ngu-Kip Stube.
This is